somebody here, your enemies with their eyes, they will see your prosperity. They did not want you to build a house in your village. You will build a story building in your village. They didn't want you to have a shop. You will have shops. In the East, you will have shops. In Lagos, you will have shops. Wherever you are, you have shops. Your landlord has been making yanga for you. From that house, you are moving into your own house. I said, from that house, you are moving to your own accommodation. Without God, we can do nothing. But the same Bible says, but with God. Did he say some things? Oh, any job you have just started, you got a job, a new job. The first income, the first salary of that job, the Bible says, bring the first fruits to the Lord. That is, take that income and as your heart wishes, get a part of it. It is not tithe. The first income you receive, you don't tithe it. You only pay first fruit. Then after that, subsequent income that come, you pay tithe. Continue for the next 20 years if it is the same job you are in. Tithe. No more first fruit. First fruit is only once. Not once in a year, once in the life of that your line of business or your job. But if you stop that job and you go to another job, you start another job, then that new job you start again with first fruit from the first salary you receive. After that, tithe. Stop paying tithe to any minister because he prayed for you over that business. You have wasted it. You know, our business breakthrough program is a chop, no waste of time. So that you can go back to your businesses. We are Christians. When we come together like this, a program like this, we are coming to do what wise unbelievers also do. There is no unbeliever that you see progressing. There is not having one power or the other behind him. I'm telling you. There is no unbeliever, no millionaire. Forget this one. When they go talk for seminar, say, you know, I started with nothing. Now I want to tell you now the principles. Let me also tell you something. All these motivational speakers, when they hire, go talk, how to make money, how to make success, how to be billionaire, how to be this. None of them is a millionaire. Think very well. Now mouth they get. None of them is a millionaire. And I've always said it, that nobody that is a billionaire or that is making in any area will tell you the secret of his success. If he tell you, you will compete with him. So all they will tell you is divert your attention to say, think like this, act like this. Now lie, oh, there is a power behind them. Some of you have heard of the Illuminatis. Who has heard of that? Everybody now. Tell me in the Western world that you have a successful business, you don't belong to them. They will come and visit you, am I? If you want to continue, come and join us. Are you telling a lie? By the time they begin follow you, tell you, say, you no pay tax. What of this money where you collect, where you come from, make we trace and face. By the time they frustrate you, you go on your knees to join them. Whether they are start, okay, even the musicians, why are some selling wire, and some, no matter how fine they are, they remain somewhere. Nobody they know about it. Nobody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Even some of these churches where they grow like wildfire. Those of us where our head correct, our eyes correct, go and look very well. You are wondering, where did they bring these people? Nothing physically you can see. That's making people rush to a particular ministry. Nothing. Listen very well. Nothing. Even the miracle said, nothing too real. But you see crowd going there. Multitude. Only true Christians. See, if Satan, amen, if Satan has power to make somebody to be rich under his condition, God has higher power. God has higher power. Because anything Satan has is a counterfeit of God. And his own, no peace follows it. I'm talking to Christians. Can I see their hand up? Thank you. Now open John chapter 15. Amen. John chapter 15. Are we there? Let me read it from verse 4. 4, 5, and 6. Are we there? Listen. In fact, before I read this, let me give a word of caution. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 9. Let me just give a word of caution from Proverbs chapter 9. Because anytime I turn and I look at some Christians, from verse 8, let me read it. Proverbs chapter 9. I read it from verse 8. 8, 9, 10, 11, maybe up to 12. It says, reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. See my emphasis from verse 9. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. For the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. For by me thy days shall be multiplied. Knowledge, wisdom. And the years of thy life shall be increased. If thou be wise, thou shalt be wise for thyself. Is it for me? If I tell you to be rich, teach you how to be rich, how to remain prosperous, are you doing it for me? Praise the Lord. Are you doing it for me? Hallelujah. But if thou scornest, thou alone shalt bear it. I have a little nephew who has been very, very stubborn, being the only son of his mother. out of 7 children, 6 girls, only him be boy. And they have done everything for him to go to school. And he will not. He will go, he will come back. He will go, he will come back. Start here, change, go another school, change, go another school, go, finish. One time, they were spending a whole semester, they thought he was in school. No, no, he said, you know, they go to school. And they'll be giving him money every time. He'll collect school fees, collect this one, collect. The woman won't die. I told my sister, my elder sister, I said, why are you wasting time with this boy? Amen. I said, this boy thinks that if he makes it, he's making it for you. That is why he's making younger. So it is with children of God. When God is teaching you the secret of prosperity, you'll be making younger as if you get rich, now God will benefit. Amen. And then he was bringing that manipulation around me. When I sent for him to go to school, I said, okay, let me take over now. I told the mother, just leave me. And then one session again, he did the same thing to me. And now he was trying to manipulate me. And then he said he feels like killing himself. He doesn't know what is wrong with him. He wants to say that Satan the causer, and that Juju the causer, and that maybe someone is after his life. In fact, now, he sent me one letter. He said, now, if I don't hear from him again, he has committed suicide, he has died. And I replied, I said, oh, die quickly. I said, die so that we shall all be free from your trouble. He no can't die again. Praise the Lord. You can't manipulate me. If you make it, it's for yourself. I told him, I say, if today you are a millionaire, is it for me? If you're a graduate with so many degrees, is it for me? Praise the Lord. So, since you don't want to go to school, sit down at home. When you grow up, you are the type that will say, you see this one here, now my mate. Hey, see this empty? No, my mate, oh, we do primary school together. So where did they go? Where are you there? Praise the Lord. That is what he's saying here in verse 12. If thou be wise, thou shalt be wise for thyself. But if thou scornest, thou alone shalt bear it. As a man maketh his bed, so he lie on it. Who go sleep there? Would it not be you? Praise the Lord. See another one, Proverbs chapter 30. And it's verse 24, 25, 26, even 28. Are we there? Proverbs chapter 30. There be four things which are little upon the earth. They are little upon the earth, but they are exceeding wise. The first one. The ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer. Because when it is raining season, if they dare come out, rain, water, we wash them away. They are dangerous periods. So what do? While it is the atmosphere, the weather is good for them to move about, not disturbance, that is the time they work hard, preparing for the rainy day. Another one. The cornies are but a feeble folk, yet make their houses in the rocks. Verse 27. The locusts have no king, yet go there forth, all of them, by bands. No king, though. Nobody tells them, sit down. No coordinator. Amen. No king, no law, no police. But see them organized. When they are moving, they move together. they have a spirit of unity because there is power in unity. They discovered it. And lastly, verse 28. The spider, take hold with her hands. And where is he found? He's in king's palaces. A spider can decide where to go and stay, whether in Aso Rock or in Ajegule. With his hand, he gets there. Have you something to carry and go there? Now we say, he doesn't fly, he doesn't have wings. With his hands, he's able to get to the king's palace and live there, they enjoy a condition there. We should learn something from there. Now this is wisdom. John chapter 15. Now verse 4. This is the Lord Jesus Christ himself saying it. He said, you see this scripture I am reading. Amen. No, we are being watched now. Our online members, our viewers, our own members that are unable to come to this program now, they are somewhere watching us. Listen. When I traveled to Europe sometime last year, most of those sitting down there were Africans. And I knew that they left their countries to come to Europe to make life better for themselves. So the attitude there will be attitude of walk, 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 struggle, 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 struggle to make it. And I thought, what kind of message can I give these people? And this was the scripture I read. All the places I preached, this is where I picked my text from. Verse 4. He said, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me. Verse 5, my emphasis. I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Everybody, shall we read the next step? Shall we go? For without me, ye can do nothing. Say it again. For with. Very loud. Say it, I mean it. Say very loud. Tell your neighbor, without God, you can do nothing. Tell your neighbor. Tell another neighbor. Tell another one very loud. Shout your name and say it. Moses Alu, without God, you can do nothing. You can do nothing without God. I'm talking about the children of God. Without him, we can do nothing. Let's read further. The next verse, 6. Verse 6. He said, if a man abide in me, abide not in me. That's the advantage and the disadvantage. If a man abide not in me, what happens to him? He is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire and they are burnt. What he's saying is, you become useless. If you don't abide in him, you become useless. Useless, unattractive. Amen. Praise the Lord. Unattractive. Useless for nothing. But verse 7. Amen. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, that's the condition. What did he say? Ye shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. You see the guarantee? You see the guarantee? Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. You bear much fruits. Prosperity is also the identity of the believer. And the name of the Lord is glorified through your prosperity. I agree with some prosperity preachers that there is a condition you appear, a condition of poverty, that it brings reproach to the name of the Lord. Because people will ask, which God are you serving? Praise the Lord. Which God are you serving? Until everywhere around you. Now, I'm not talking about everybody being a millionaire. I have said it before. Everybody cannot be a millionaire. But everybody must be comfortable. Every Christian, every believer, it is part of the benefit of Calvary. You must be comfortable. When it is time to pay your bills, you must be able to pay. A life of debt is a life without peace. And the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. This is the revelation John had when he said, talking to the church, he said, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper, even as thy soul prospereth. There is a prosperity of the soul, and there is also the material prosperity. They go together. Yes, we are prospered. That's why we are in the message. That's why God has led us so far. Hallelujah. Notice verse 20, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. What did he say? You will not lack. He is my shepherd. I shall not lack. Praise the Lord. What is the next verse in that psalm? He said what? Where? He maketh me to lie down. Where? In dry pasture. Green prosperity. Green pastures. And what does he do again? What is still waters? Hallelujah. No more trouble. He takes trouble away from you. And what else does he do? He does what? Restores. He's in the business of restore. That is the assurance we have. If the enemy for any reason scatter it today, tomorrow he will restore. And somebody here today, he will restore you. I said somebody here today, he will restore you. What is the next one again? He leadeth me beside the sea waters. He does what again? He does what? When he says he leads you in the path of righteousness, what he says there is, he lets you live a life that is pleasing before him. Why? If a man's way pleases the Lord, that is the path of righteousness. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And what else did he say in that psalm? Of course, everything he does is to glorify his name. Your riches is to glorify his name. Your health is to glorify his name. Every time they ask me, you are 56 years old, you don't look it. I say, it's to the glory of God. They say, what did they do? What did they do? What does what they do? Amen. I say, I woke up on my 56th birthday and I looked, I checked. No pain. No pain anywhere. I look. I check again. I shake my body. No pain. No drug. I am not taking any drug. I thought, look, no drug. And then I look, I say, all these big men, they have personal doctor. I don't get card for any hospital. I don't know any doctor. Apart from Dr. Eze, will be our member, where they refer people, make them go see. Not to me, oh. Go ask him. Eze, you there? I don't get card for your hospital. Praise the Lord. I looked again. I shake. I say, ah, this God. Now, wow. Because I know some people at my age, if not be kidney, now lungs, now cancer, now waist, now arthritis, now one thing or the other. Then they, when they wake up, they take it gently, gently, gently. What happened? You know how old I am now. But look at me here. I feel to the thing where son they love you too. Yes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Why? It's not because I am doing anything. He gave me health. So that when you ask me, his name shall be glorified by my testimony. Hallelujah. It does what? What is the next statement in that psalm? Luke chapter verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. The shadow of death, where you are doing business, you are surrounded by all those enemies, all those occult people. Where you are doing your business, where Pride Assembly is located, it's in the valley of the shadow of death. Enemies everywhere. This world, witches, wizards, enemies everywhere. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, what will happen? Say very loud. Say very loud. Why? For thou art with me. Come, how will they? Rod and the staff of God comfort you. A staff is to lead you like a shepherd. A shepherd, you know, brings you, that is his instrument of authority. A shepherd. Okay? And the Lord is my shepherd, isn't it? What of the rod? What of the rod? Whom he loves, what does he do? Because of his rod. And they leave, I don't see myself. You wire me. But he said, all this comfort me. What is the next verse? The next statement. In the presence of who? He prepares a table. That's why I say, I know the Lord make my enemies die. Forget this one when Sunday go out they talk. I don't believe that my enemies should die. And let me quickly tell you that a pastor came to me here on Tuesday. One of those who came here from the east. And in my office he said, it's a branch pastor of MFM, Mountain of Fire. And he said recently that Dr. Lukoya wrote an instruction to all the pastors that they should stop praying, let the enemies fall down and die. He has suddenly discovered that it is an unscriptural prayer. We destroy their works. But if God will kill them, now he kill them. Praise the Lord. Paralyze their works, their powers. Destroy their powers. Amen. Destroy their powers. Don't tell anybody to die. It's a carnal prayer. It's not a spiritual prayer. It is unscriptural. Please, please. Because the congregation, they are hearing me. Now, if you disagree with me, settle with me before you come to the altar. If not, when you pray that prayer, and I hear it, I will come. We shall all pray for you. Now, you go die. So, scriptural. Thou preparest a table before me. We are in the graveyard of my enemies. In the funeral of my enemies, where? In the presence of my enemies. He, my enemy, die. How go pain away and see my prosperity? It's more painful to me to be alive. Amen. Praise the Lord. They wanted this church to die. Before their presence, they will see a mighty, a gigantic auditorium. Amen. Let them not die, but they can paralyze. The source of their power can be destroyed. Render them power. powerless through enemies. Amen. But let them not die. Please, Lord, keep my enemies to be alive to see me prosper contrary to their wish. That's when it will pain them. Praise the Lord. That is when it will pain them. Hallelujah. 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 And all my enemies that didn't want this church to exist. Pastor Francis, we were in that meeting. All those intermessage pastors, they were rejoicing. They say, I'm occultic. When this church was demolished, more than 600 different pastors of churches, 600 churches all over Nigeria. We had a meeting last Saturday. Somewhere there. And when I feel, say, don't do finish. I sit down for back somewhere. As I stood up to go like this. You know how many people rush out? They know, say, how they go. They be like, say, the man won't go, the man won't go. All of them, Brahmoses, 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 Brahmoses. Until they said confusion, what thing that happened? I was the most important person in that gathering. Yes. Hallelujah. They were there when one of the richest men in this country. One of the richest men in this country. He attends that church. And when he merely saw me, he ran to come. Brother Moses, how are you? And hugged me. But he not hug any other person. Before my enemies, somebody here, your enemies with their eyes, they will see your prosperity. They did not want you to build a house in your village. You will build a story building in your village. They didn't want you to have a shop. You will have shops. In the East, you will have shops. In Lagos, you will have shops. Wherever you are, you have shops. Your landlord has been making yanga for you. From that house, you are moving into your own house. I said, from that house, you are moving to your own accommodation. From a tenant, somebody, you will become a landlord. So shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And because of all he has spoken, he says, surely, surely, hallelujah, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me. Everybody, shall we say that verse 6? Shall we go? Sure. Goodness. Hey! Can you stand up and say verse 6 again, everybody? Lift up your hands to heaven. Close your eyes and confess it. Let's go. God bless you. That's a serious blessing you have released upon yourself. Hallelujah. It was hard writing on the wall. It was a sign.
When you are sad, forever you are sad. Everything we receive from God is by faith.
Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord.
Spirit of delusion.
They told you it doesn't matter. It matters. There is yet another day that is His mercy is still available.
The trials of a Christian.
Christians face trials.
The God of this world cannot be our God. Because we are in this world, but not of this world.
Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Listen, church. Listen. This is very important. Without God, we can do nothing. But the same Bible says, but with God. With God. Did he say some things? All. The difference is God stepping into it. Nothing is impossible with God. Praise the Lord. That is why Proverbs chapter 3 becomes meaningful. Let's open it. Now, Proverbs chapter 3. That's the reason he made that statement there. Verse 5. He said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. When he said with all thy heart, that is, don't doubt him. That's as simple as that. Don't doubt him with all thy heart. He said, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Lean not unto thy own understanding. Don't think you are smart. Don't think you have brain. Don't think you are full of ideas. Don't think you are educated. Don't think you are the most qualified. Don't think you have a connection. Lean not unto thy own understanding. Verse 6. In all thy ways, what shall you do? In all thy ways, acknowledge God. Acknowledge God. Hallelujah. Acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Acknowledge him. He is the source of our life. He is the source of our progress. Verse 7. He said, be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. When you do that, verse 8 says, it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And when you say acknowledge God, that is, before you do anything, no matter how good it seems, no matter how good it seems, always know that if God is not behind you, your hopes can be dashed. Don't say your father is the governor. I know of somebody who worked as a personal assistant to a first lady, a military first lady. And he was telling me, he said, everybody thought, he said he worked for more than 20 years with them as the personal assistant. So he was with them everywhere. But by the time he left them, he did not have 50,000 naira in his account. He did not have a house of his own anywhere. You say why? Praise the Lord. By the time he discovered what is happening, he turned from a Muslim to a Christian. So the fact that you are your brother is this, and let me quickly tell you, all of you sitting down here, you know. Tell me one person you know that because he became in a position, then his brother or his sister was enriched. None. You know why? They don't like people. They cannot deal with their relations. They like to deal with people, not even their friends who are too close. They like to deal with people who are far, so that nobody will know the secret of their wealth who are near them. If you are, I have been close to them. I know them. You are too close. Because you will go and tell somebody, and secondly, you cannot do a deal with you. You cannot do a deal with you. And he cannot deal with you if you cheat him. Amen. So if you think you have any connection, forget it. The only true connection is with God. I learned something from somebody very close to me here. He said, with all the connection he has, with one phone call, he can talk to the governor. One phone call, he can talk to even the president. One phone call. But anytime I say, please, can you help me talk to so-so-so person over this matter, over a certain matter, he will say, okay, wait. You see, before I make that call, I have to pray. He said, before I approach him, I have to pray. I said, that's the way you talk. They promise you, they never do ammo. I said, person, they not going to see ammo. He said, you see why? I said, make her they pray first. He said, don't worry, I go fire prayer this night. In the morning, I go call. But very connected. I learned something from there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I say, it's good to be revelated. It's good to know the God that you serve. My mates are the ones ruling in the armed forces now. And all of them that were appointed service chiefs, the two of them, chief of army staff, chief of air staff. Another one last week was given another chief. I called them one by one. I called to congratulate you. He said, Alu, I make a settle. Make sure say you come. Oh. I go say, I go come. I see if I call, you go see me. Praise the Lord. I said, no, I just said, make a congratulate. No, I didn't say I want to come. I just want to congratulate you. Say, thank you very much. I don't stay far from you. Na lie. I know them. Maybe they're going to hear me now. Na lie. When they step down, you will see they say, Alu, throughout, I don't know if you didn't come. Oh. I don't call, you don't know me. Why you don't phone me, make I come? Praise the Lord. I am trying to tell you, even though now my friend, before if I have any need to go there, I go pray. So that God will touch him. If not, amen. I have had calls where I need something. When I come, the man, a governor in the time of military, who go sit down. Wait now. We eat lunch. We go drive in the security car. Nobody go know say nah, there. We inspect projects. Give me my own now. Alu, wait now. I'll go give you. Where my own now, God? Alu, you are close now. It's all these people that worry me. Wait. Now wait till the man come out. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But it will say, I pray. Hold on. Do not visit for your name. Before I say, where my own? He will say, choose your own. It will be your portion in the name of Jesus. I am emphasizing this so that you will not lean onto your own understanding. That's the meaning of it. And I always like to give my own example because I teach what I know. I teach what I have confirmed to be the truth. When the Bible says, woe to anyone that put his trust in a man, you can't put a trust in a man until you think you have a connection to him. Whatever is the connection you have, is God is not behind it. Even your enemies will go and separate you from him. Even your enemies will go and separate yourself. Separate you from him. Praise the Lord. Yes now. Hallelujah. One governor one time told me I should bring somebody. I bring somebody that I know can do something. I said, no problem. I went and brought one man. Introduce him to him so that I use his company. Give him contract. Then before I know what, the man did not know my relationship with the governor, went behind and said, no, forget this man, he's a Christian, we are Muslims. And the man called me from Lagos. Here I went. He said, you told me you trust this man. Is this, if he can do this to you, it's dangerous. See what he did. Alu, I discovered that you don't have friend. Don't bring anybody to me again. And because I talked to him, he said, you told me now, I want you. And the man frustrated with something, and the governor canceled the contract, then he took the governor to court. I said, Alu, you see what I'm talking, you see what this, you say now, your friend. Amen. From that time, person, why I call you the answer? If I call, you go give you ADC to answer. If I call, you go give you ADC to answer. I say, hey, this man closed my door for me. Any door God has opened for you, the enemy shall not close it. I said, the enemy shall not close it. I said, the enemy shall not close it. I said the enemy shall not close it. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lean not unto your own understanding. See, I came here. Listen. I came here to just bless you to go and prosper. And on the way, I was coming, a thought just occurred to me. And then I was praying inside the car. I said, I want to use as an example, stubborn children of God, especially the gifted ones. When God wants to use them, or do anything, or warn them, they refuse. He has a way of exposing them in the church, and he will chain them. Now God, they chain them. Do anything. Like, they will remain like that. But when I come and say, have mercy, you are loose. In the name of Jesus, the angel will leave them. I told God, as I'm going, Lord, if there be anybody that has committed, and you are the one that closed it, if I say be loose, Lord, let them be loose today. That was my prayer on the way as I was coming. And the thought occurred to me, if an angel will hold somebody and I say you are loose and the angel will come on hand, who is a demon? Who is a shrine? That I will say you are loose and he will still hold you. That's the confidence I have. He has given us power to bind and to loose. So I have come here to loose you. And you must be loose. I can just come here and just say, oh yeah, everybody they come. Anoint you. Amen. Amen. But I'm just taking these few minutes to say something. He said he shall know the truth. And the truth shall. Didn't say set you free. Make you free. I want you to be permanently free. All this struggle today, tomorrow on, next tomorrow off. Tomorrow on, next tomorrow off. Up and down. Struggle. You gather, something will happen. Yeah. Something. That nonsense must stop. I said that nonsense must stop. I say again, that nonsense must stop. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm just saying this so that somebody who has been careless, you will know. Those who belong to cults, they have their laws. And they follow it faithfully. If they are to bring blood, and they don't bring all, the last one will remain in mama. It will start to go after the mama. Unbelievers. Call to people. Faithfully. They don't go late to their cult meetings. They respect their cult leaders. They follow the laws. Only Christians that belong to the cult of Jesus Christ. For he is the head of principalities and powers. And we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against what? If we are wrestling against principalities and powers, and the head of principalities and power is our Father, we are more than victors. You must understand that. But the problem with us is we refuse to follow the law, to follow the rule. Praise the Lord. And to acknowledge God, like I say, is prayer. Before you submit that quotation, pray. Before you go for that interview, pray. Before you go for that favor, the man that promised you, yes, he said, come, so day. In fact, the fact that he said, okay, see me next week. Between now until that day, he said, you should see him. Be fasting and prayer. If not, once he leaves the mouth, Satan has had it. Those monitoring, they have had it. Before you know what, next week. Okay, you don't come. Okay. Go, I will call you. Nalayo, as you come on, don't forget. Disappointment will not be your portion. It's prayer. I'm telling you now, it's prayer. And God hates murmury. Learn to put up this posture, knowing that all things work together for good. A Christian does not know disappointment when you know you have done all you are supposed to do. all you are supposed to do, you know you have done it. Like Job. Job knew he was not suffering for anything he had done because he meditated on his life. He took a look at his life and saw that there's nothing you say I have done that I'm paying for. Somebody here should be able to say, yes, there's nothing I do without prayers. I have not defiled this body. This business, I dedicated it to the Lord. I pay my tithes regularly. I do this. All that this business should stand. Have made my vow, I have kept it. No. If this thing happens, then God's hand is in it. And then, not to grumble and begin to ask God, why, Father, why? Now some people pray every day too. Father again. I've been at the Father Naim Dwam. Father again. Do you stay there and see me in this condition like this again? People are laughing at me again. Disappointment again. You will not first look at yourself first. Is there anything that I've done that have caused this? If not, amen. Why should fire come and God burn all my shop? When I pay my tithe regularly, when I do this regularly, why should it be like that? Once you know that you have fulfilled all righteousness, the Bible says, in all circumstances, what should you do? Give thanks. Don't murmur. God hates murmuring. Anytime, God, listen, catch this very well. Anybody that God has a special assignment for, anybody that is special in the hand of God to fulfill a particular purpose of God, our ways are always unusual. The trials you go through, because before you will reach that stage that he will place you, you will undergo a training, otherwise known as trials. It doesn't just pick you from anywhere and keep you. You must be trained. In the military, you can never see. They say they want the president that before you appoint your service chiefs, the National Assembly must clear. Before the Constitution says, before you appoint anybody, minister, certain appointments, because they are crucial appointments, one of the things they look at, number one, is your CV. What is your qualification before you can occupy that office? You want to be a service chief? Let's see your training. Which training have you received? It's only Christians that want to stand up overnight and become a multi-billionaire. If God is going to give you billions, he will make you undergo a training, because he will give you those billions, those millions, for a purpose. Anything he gives you that stands you out, it is for a purpose. So, what does he do? He will give you, before he gives you the money, he will make sure he lets you undergo certain training that even if you stand before billions, it will not take you away from him. He will make money. He will make sure you are in a position where money will serve you, not you serving money. No Christian that is wealthy, meet him and let him tell you your story. Nothing. I stood before this man, Cosmas Maduka, the owner of Koscharis. Amen. I want to get him to come and talk to businessmen and women. He promised me that if I invite him, he will come. Hear how that man went through. When you see him stand, you will never believe that's a billionaire stand. You will never believe. I say, he was talking to us one time, and he was giving an example. He said, there's a particular phone he has. He said he was given. He said, you see that phone where so tell the battery go cause you go take rubber band hold him. Eh? He said he likes using it because he said it's very reliable. He said all this high tech something. He said he doesn't enjoy using it. He said, but you see those ones when they take rubber band, you are getting so used to it, you don't want to lose it. So you carry rubber band tire. He said, anytime you make a call, he brought it out. They are realistic. They don't do anything for show off. They don't. Praise the Lord. I told you on this Sunday or Wednesday, some time ago, I say, when he was asked a question, your son, are you preparing him to take over your companies? He said, yes. He said, what position does he hold in the company? He said, the man, his son, has masters in something, read abroad. He said, he's now working in a bank. He said, he decided that he should not come and work in the company. Why? He said, responsibility, he can only learn responsibility by growing in a system where you only grow, not because your father is this, but because you had the brain and you earned the promotion. He said he wanted the man to grow like that in that system. Then, at the appropriate time, depending on how you rose in your promotion there, then you will know what position you can now take over the company. So the man wakes up early in the morning, he's going to bank to work. Nobody knows. And the boy may not know why his father sent him there. He doesn't tell you when he begins to train you. You just see yourself undergoing. He didn't tell Joseph how he will get to the top. But he saw how great he will be. And maybe the son of this man will be wondering, this is my father now, wow. Eh? See me 7 a.m. I'm on the road going to work. Haba. Now maybe he first saw. I should be the managing director. He carry one man to be the managing director. I will grumbling. Papa, what you go? Papa go say, I know I have your trouble. Please, go get work. Go and work. As I work, you two go work. Set up your own. That's what the father will be telling him. Praise the Lord. Everyone, every dream you saw of a greatness in your life, it must come to pass. Oh, certainly, it must come to pass. Bet. Amen. I say it again. Bet. If it is a God-given position, God will train you. It is during the training process that many of us fail. And when the situation is so terrible, and you are asking God in fasting prayer, the worst and the least he may show you, maybe, or the highest he may show you, you see yourself in a dream in a school. And people don't, why am I seeing myself in my former school? I'm always seeing myself in a class. That is God telling you, you are undergoing training. Undergoing training. Amen. Some of you say, I am always seeing myself in my master. The master I saw before, I'm still seeing him. It's not that your master is with your glory. Most of the time, the difficulty you are going through is God explaining to you, you are still undergoing training. The time never reached yet. Everyone, depending on the position you will go to, it will be determines the type of trial you will go through. The higher the position, the more the trial, the training process you will go through. Therefore, don't murmur under any condition. That's all I'm trying to tell you. God hates murmuring. Can you say it to three people? God hates murmuring. Say it. Say very loud. Hallelujah. So whenever you are going through, I didn't say you should not cry when they think they pay you. But be careful as you cry, what do they talk? Do you understand me? Anything they pay you, go cry. Now, no problem with crying. But as you cry, be careful what you talk. Stop challenging God. Stop speaking anyhow to your maker. When you cry, finish. Wake up, stand up, and begin to praise God. Father, I know you are aware of this situation I'm going through. You allow me to go through it. Lord, I ask for your mercy. If I've done anything that's caused this, But Lord, thy will be done. Thy will be done. Wherever you are, be like Joseph. In any condition, he was faithful. He did not follow them to do uru. Amen. Now, let me say one more thing before we pray now, before I bless you. Because we are not going to pray, I'm only going to bless you. Then you go back to your business. Listen, church. Today, all over the world, there is a department in all governments known as Federal Inland Revenue Service. Every country has their name for it. Our own here is Inland Revenue. Every state get them. Every local government get them. Federal government get them. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Sometimes, in fact, most of the time, they don't follow you on the street. Hey, where's your tax? Now, local government hungry, they catch them, and they do that one. But they will wait for you. Because there is nothing you will do that you will not need the government. Nothing you will do. In fact, right now, they have added it, they have made the countries that Nigerians like to travel to most, Europe, America, China, and all this. Before you go, they have made agreement with them, please, demand among documents their tax clearance. If you want any certificate, anything, like we are here in Lagos, before you do anything, tax clearance. If, what do you call this, CIO? Eh? Maybe you are into transport, you give your driver a motor transport, and then they discover, say, one, maybe in a light break. They will park. The first thing they will ask, bring your papers, when you bring finish. They tell you, fix that light. When you fix and finish, then they will say, you driver, where your tax clearance? You go bring her. Are you the owner of this vehicle? You say, no, my master. I say, tell your master to bring his tax clearance. Then catch our bus for Badagry. Eh? They hold on there for 1 week. Church bus. They insisted. The driver, where your tax clearance? Before they release the motor. When he took the tax clearance, they say, the overseer, your general overseer, till the church, say, where his tax clearance? Now, so they think they are till I took my tax clearance for them. Now, why am I using that as an example? We belong to a kingdom too. And our kingdom too, we have our taxes that we pay. And any time you have a problem, before the angels of God will come to settle that problem, they will demand for your tax clearance. And people don't know it. Ask your neighbor, do you have your tax clearance? You have your tax clearance. So, see, tax is imposed, alright? Our tithe in our kingdom is our tithe. Our tithe is the tithe for our kingdom where we belong. So, ask your neighbor, do you have tax clearance? Every day when you stand, your driver's in the mountain. The first thing, he will first accuse you when the angel wants to come and take over the fight. He will say, hey, wait, look at where we are. Praise the Lord. I always use the example in Joshua chapter, is it chapter 5? Or chapter 3? Let's read it. Zechariah chapter 3. Zechariah chapter 3. Zechariah chapter 3, from verse 1 to 5. Zechariah in the Old Testament. And he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan. Even the Lord that has chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? Now, Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel. And he answered and spoke unto those that stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garments from him. And unto him he said, behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with a change of raiment. Dissect that story very well. You will notice that the angel of God, came to bless a high priest. And as he came, it noticed quickly a demon was standing by him. He tried to cast out that demon by quoting all he could quote to justify that deliverance, but that demon refused to go. What did the angel do? He decided, if this demon will not go, something must be wrong with Joshua. That was when he took a look at him and saw him wearing a filthy garment. And you know what all this means? A high priest has a specified type of garment he's supposed to wear. But here is this one, Joshua, wearing a filthy one, dirty garment. Sin all over. Secret sin. Amen. For deliverance, nothing, nobody can deliver you. If you live in iniquity, because first he had to deal with his iniquity. First, the first thing he did was go and change your garments. He ordered them to change his garment. Somebody here, change your way of life, and that problem that has been troubling you automatically will disappear. Because I didn't hear about the deliverance casting out of that demon again. He faced Joshua. Face your life. When he said, if a man's way please the Lord, you know what it means. Praise the Lord. He said, the prince of this world come, and Jesus said, but he will find nothing in me. Satan goeth to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. There must be something that qualifies you for him to devour you. He looks at the type of life you live. We're looking at prosperity. And this is the beginning of the year. And before this year ends, somebody, that is a secret for your prosperity. This year must be better than last year in the name of Jesus. Where is your tax clearance? Where is your tax clearance? Amen. Hallelujah. He said, you rob me. Malachi chapter 3. And you say, how do you rob me? He said, in your tithes and offerings. He didn't say only tithe. He said, in tithes and offerings. Amen. Tithes and offerings. Tithes and offerings. He said in another scripture, a father, a son honored his father. And he said, if I be your father, then where is my honor? Where's my honor? Praise the Lord. We want to bring offering. You must learn to bring offering that is worthy. Don't bring anyhow offering before the Lord. How can somebody come before the Lord? You have maybe 10,000 naira in your pocket. Know that 10,000 naira is for something you are going to do. It's just your spending money. You will take 100 naira and come and draw for offering. I will see people who will come and pay tithe 10,000 naira and put 50 naira for offering. Amen. How do you treat God? See, there are some gifts that you as an individual, you know your worth. If somebody wants to dash you money, you should know your worth. There is an insultive kind of help offering somebody will give you. It's true that you know better that this person doesn't just wants to ridicule you. It has happened to me. It happened to me. Things were rough with me in the early 90s. Rough, very rough. A friend of mine, we were very close when we were in service. He was serving with the governor. With Marwa. Maybe the best in the watch me now, sir. Now he's a general in the army. He was an army colonel that time. Lieutenant colonel. I went to his office at Alausa. How many are you there here now? Are you in charge of this? You can't do any contract unless he approve it. That was his position. Find something for me. Hey, then he said, make a sales also there. He go, give me welfare. We call it welfare. I waited for 3 hours before he called me in. I had a vex for the 3 hours first. I said, well, maybe after this guy will give me like 2 million, 3 million naira. After that, no problem, let me just wait. I told my wife, this guy said I should come. But I said, we don't arrive. I waited after 3 hours. He came up personally to call me for the reception. I'll come. Sorry to keep you waiting. I said, 3 hours. So he said, you're making just find something for me. He has been very busy, that's why. He put something for envelope. You know what I see inside? 5,000 naira. 5,000 naira. I collected it and tears, when I reached reception, tears were rolling out till I went to the car park, I entered my car. I said, so this guy was calling me to insult me. He was calling me to insult me. So I reached house, I called him again. I said, I saw the gift. I said, thank you very much for that gift. God will bless you. God will bless you. But I swore, if now you are going to depend on, you will never see me again until today. We talk, we do anything. He had a bigger appointment, say, hello, come and see me. I said, okay, anytime in Abuja, I will see you. Till today, we just greet, we meet in our meetings. How are you? We greet, and that's all. That insult was too much. That is the same kind of insult people give God when you bring certain offerings. And you don't know it. Even as a human being, that's how I feel. How much more God? Some people will come. I'm telling you what happens in this ministry. That man that came here on Sunday was an angel of God, though. He said that has hindered the people, hindered your progress. Hindered. He said, you robbed me in tithes and offerings. People faithfully pay tithes, but there are other offerings to be done. Meet the needs around you. Meet the needs around you. Now listen. Listen, church. Out of the prophet, we use natural things to understand spiritual things. In government, in corporate governance, banks, all these companies, there is something they call social corporate responsibility. Corporate social responsibility or social, how do they put it? Now, I don't know English, how do they put that? Corporate social responsibility. Now, what they do that is every company, and at the end of the year, you must reflect it in your statement of affairs. Out of your profits that you made, a certain amount must be used for the environment that you are doing that business for. That's why you hear Glow is sponsoring sports. That's why you hear Shell, he built for the community one school or one hospital. That's why you hear Bank went to one university and built one hostel. They are not doing it. Say they love too much. It's a law. And when you do that, your tax is also reduced. That amount that you use shall be returned again to you in the calculation of your tax for that year. Because after all, the tax is supposed to be used for all those things. So now that you have used part of it, it will be returned again to you. Corporate social responsibility. Some build hospitals. Some give scholarship. It's out of the profits that you make. If you don't do it, government will sanction that company. What is our own social responsibility? It's offerings. It is in giving to the needy people around you, to the children of God that have need, to the needs of the ministry, the needs of the ministry. If somebody, you sit down for a place like this, jaga jaga everywhere, you have the ability to build a block of office block. What is block of office? How much does it cost? How much does it cost to build an office block? Some of you here that love to see the prophets, eh? You have had no privacy to see the prophets since this church was demolished. He not pay you, say, Kai, Sunday, I want to build office. Go tell pastor, make them show us where we go build. How much? $1 million or less. We give, how much? There not be 4 square block and roof it. Does it cost anything? But you have to have a mind of responsibility to know that out of the income I have, I should do something for my environment. Spiritually, the environment that belongs to the spiritual environment. There are people here that sponsor the gospel. We are on television. The whole world is there watching us now. If people sitting like you here that are sponsoring it, what of you? Are you among? Are you among? Praise the Lord. From January last year to December, can you pick anybody that is a life became better because of your contribution to him or her? Is there any widow that has been rejoicing because you took care of her through enemies? I used to tell some people, I say, expand your horizon. You know what I mean by expand your horizon? All they know is their family. My brother, my sister, my this, my mother, my father, my this. That is all they spend on. I say, you are doing this, you are not expanding it. Expand it. Throw here, throw here, throw here. He said, give and it shall be given unto you. Nobody, no giver is a loser. No giver is a loser. Give to the poor. Give to the needy. I don't have time to break this down. We have to round up. And I'm telling you that you have a responsibility outside of your tithes. Now we have also the first fruit offering. The first fruit offering, I've explained it. It's not that your first income of every year you bring it before the Lord. No. That teaching is wrong. But any job that you are getting afresh, especially contractors, first fruits, any contract you have, any job you have just started, you got a job, a new job, the first income, the first salary of that job, the Bible says, bring the first fruits to the Lord. That is, take that income and as your heart wishes, get a part of it. It is not tight. The first income you receive, you don't tithe it. You only pay first fruit. By that, you are connecting that business, that your employment, that your job. You are connecting it to a grace for prosperity. That is your own way of dedicating that your business. Then, after that, subsequent income that come, you pay tithe. Continue for the next 20 years if it is the same job you are in. Tithe. No more first fruit. First fruit is only once. Not once in a year, once in the life of that, your line of business or your job. But if you stop that job and you go to another job, you start another job, then that new job you start again with first fruit from the first salary you receive. After that, tithe. Tithe. That is the secret most people don't know. And they just live their life anyhow on Satan, who knows all the principles of God, uses it and frustrates all our efforts. Make it look as if we are not serving a living God. But church, we are serving a living God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yes, we are serving a living God. So give for the furtherance of the gospel. Give for the ministry. Give to ministers. It is a commandment from God. Galatians chapter 6 verse 6 says, let him that is taught in the word communicate to him that teacheth in all good things. And Apostle Paul, I think in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, is it 1 Corinthians chapter 9, he said, he made it clear that it is written that they that walk by the altar will eat by the altar. He said, you don't muzzle the mouth of the ox that treaded the corn. Don't close its mouth. You are using it to walk. Then you say, make it no chop there. Liver, make it chop. As in the walk, make it chop. Where in the walk? Where in the walk? Then go chop. But I'm not talking about ministers that will go and charge you. That's not it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Any minister that before praying for you, handling your matter, he tells you to bring money, that person is a hireling. He's not a minister of God. Now, in Bele, make an enter ministry. But let me also tell you that there was a time that he sent the enemy to come and take all the Jews, took all of them in captivity for 70 years. Why? 70, you know, they refused to obey the law of the Sabbath for the land 70 times. He said, each one you did not keep, it converted into a year of captivity. Just because they broke a commandment. And God screamed against them because the tribe of the Levite depended on the tithes and the offerings of the people. And you are starving them. And when you starve the ministers, you can't get the best out of them. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The tithe that you pay, God is interested in it. The offerings that you give to the ministers. And please listen. Tithe is not given to an individual minister. A lot of people make that mistake and you waste it. You waste it. Bring ye all the tithe to where? The storehouse. That there may be food, meat in my house. Where the whole money is collected generally, that is where you take it to. Stop paying tithe to any minister because he prayed for you over that business. You have wasted it. I'm telling you, I am a revelated Christian. After all, am I not a minister? Don't I pray for people to prosper? They come to me to pay tithe. I will tell you, okay, of course, I'm the pastor. Sometimes they bring it because you need some special prayer. I pray for you. But I'm telling you, as soon as you drop that tithe, it is going straight to the church account. What you should do is give that minister a worthy offering for standing in the gap for you. But pay your tithe to the church. The church where you are feeding from. Wherever you are feeding from is entitled to your tithe. Pay your vows. So many of us here, the problem disturbing us is we withhold our vows. You make a vow, you don't pay it. God will close the heavens. He has been doing it. Frustration. Frustration. Amen. Somebody paid one tithe. See, yesterday, it's the person here. You paid to the account. I sent you a text. It's the person here. Somebody, Emmanuel, okay, something. You're not here. He made a business and he didn't pay his tithe. Something that has to do with China. He said the money came. Then he decided there was some bigger money that is coming. So he decided, let him use this one and then add to that so that when the thing comes, then you will pay everything together. Now him that one hook there for some years. Then he realized, say, now that tithe will never pay. He calculated the amount, 220,000 naira. God will hold that other business to make sure, say, you know, come. Before you know what, I think yesterday or so, he decided to go and pay the money. I am sure he will come and testify because it is God that was holding that one. And many of us here, thank God, he's wise enough to know this is, I know this is the reason that one holds. That is why that man of God came on Sunday and said, if you know you are owing in tithes, he said, it is thus said the Lord. He said, come and pay it. He said, begin to pay it small, small as you have now. And then ask for God's mercy. And I know so many people, their businesses are hanging. Some have been scattered. And I believe in prosperity. So any program I organize for your welfare, heaven will back it up. Certain, that's why I'm a shepherd.
Says the bride has made herself